Nelson Mandela Bay has a new mayor again after the mayor was voted out last night, which is a major loss for the ANC. The DA's Ratif Odendal has been elected as the new mayor. This follows a deal reached by seven opposition parties in July to form a coalition, the Metro, and resolve the table of no motion of no confidence. The DA and the ACDP, African Independent Congress, Ubuntu Integrity Movement, FF Plus, PAC, UDM, Action SA, Eastern Cape Provincial Chair. So we speak now to Eastern Cape Provincial Chairperson, Athol Trollope. Athol, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Good afternoon, Yusuf. Thanks for having me on your program.
Athol, you know, considering your own position in the past, is this some sort of a deja vu?
Yeah, you know, it's a bit tragic that Nelson Mandela Bay and the mayoralty of that municipality has become a bit of a revolving door, especially over the last few years. It really has been quite tragic. But, you know, I think that this will do well for Nelson Mandela Bay to have this change. The coalition of corruption under the ANC leadership really has not served the city's interests well at all, and service delivery has all but collapsed. I did serve with Ratif Odendal when I was the mayor in Nelson Mandela Bay, and he handled the finances. He's got a very strong grasp of how financial management works, and he's a qualified attorney. So I think he'll do well. It's going to be difficult. Coalitions are always difficult, and as South Africans come to grips with governing in coalition, you know, they need to learn to cooperate and to collaborate and put personal egos aside. I think Ratif will be able to do that. And, yeah, I think some of the smaller political parties that did side with the ANC after this last election realized that their voters were going to punish them if they didn't get out of that coalition of corruption. So I think probably people of Nelson Mandela Bay are sighing a sigh of relief. I'm very happy that they've got this new coalition together. I'm just sorry that Action SA is not represented on that council, because if we were, we would definitely have been in that coalition and done whatever we could to improve governance and to improve service delivery.
Yes, it's certainly a turnaround in the metro after the smaller parties last year aligned themselves with the ANC, who had the support of the EFF in yesterday's motion, which in itself came as a surprise, as EFF leader Julius Malema said in August that his party was not willing to, was working towards removing Johnson.
Yeah, it is, you know, very difficult to read what the EFF do. What they do, what they say today, they do and say something completely different the next day. I think that's come to characterize that party. But it was interesting that it was the ANC, the EFF, and the Patriotic Alliance that voted against this new coalition. And recently, the Patriotic Alliance voted against the coalition in Knysna and put the ANC back into power. Now, that must be a concern for South Africans, because Gayton McKenzie has, you know, positioned himself as an alternative government, but at every opportunity he's giving government back to the ANC or trying to do that. Mm-hmm. So I think South Africans really are left with a couple of very bold choices to make. Obviously, I believe that enough South Africans have realized that voting for the ANC is a complete cul-de-sac and that it's not taking this country anywhere. We've seen what's happened with energy. We've seen that our road and, you know, underground infrastructure is falling apart because of poor maintenance. So I think people are going to choose between a failing ANC and a potential new coalition that's emerging between parties that can cooperate, that are mature enough to put their differences aside and put the people first. And I think that this is going to be an interesting period of government coming up towards 2024 and beyond for South Africans. And I think South African voters must also understand that they have a huge influence on which political parties will go into a coalition and how they behave in those coalitions. And I've said before so often that a coalition is only as good as the contract between the participating parties, and whatever the coalition agreement rules are, those rules have actually got to be signed in blood by the participating parties. If they're not, people will simply break those rules with impunity, knowing that nobody is going to challenge them, and because they're fearful of rocking the boat, and that's what makes coalitions really weak. I think strong coalitions are led by proper leaders who are prepared to put their egos aside and who have a contractual agreement that if broken, there will be consequences and people will be replaced. And I think it's interesting times for South Africa, and certainly interesting times yes. coming up for Nelson Mandela Bay.
Yeah, and you know, interesting times, and we certainly hope that there will be better services for them now. What are the challenges facing the new leadership? You know, one would be the crippling water shortages.
Yeah, well, you know, Nelson Mandela Bay should have faced day zero many years ago, but because they have water that comes from the Gariep Dam, which is actually water that comes out of the Lesotho Highlands, that has prevented day zero happening, and it's a great tribute to the people who had the vision to build that dam and those pipelines and canals to get water all the way from the Lesotho Highlands to Nelson Mandela Bay. I think the greatest challenge for the city is going to be to make sure that they can get the reticulation from this Nooitgedacht water, which brings the Gariep Dam water to Port Elizabeth, to reticulate that across the city. They really need to do much better with dealing with leaks and, you know, prevent water loss, which the current government have not been able to do. They really have been pathetic at doing that. So that will be a real great challenge to prevent water loss and fix the leaks. And then, you know, cleaning up the city. The city is absolutely filthy. Most of the fleet belonging to the municipality is inoperable. And people do that by design, because if your fleet is inoperable, then you can hire contractors to come and do the municipal work for you. And the tenders go out to the buddies and the caders. And that's how the governments get milked. So I think the big job is to get the municipality back on track to do the things a municipality is supposed to do them with proper procurement and no theft and tenderpreneurs getting the jobs, because the tenderpreneurs often get the contracts but don't do the work. That's been one of the biggest challenges. And then, of course, you know, to build up trust again with the officialdom in the city, to say that the new government, because, you know, those officials, I learned, those officials are middle-class people. They also want the city to work. They also want services in the communities that they live there. And I realized once we treated them professionally and expected them to work professionally and keep the politics out of the administration and the administration out of the politics, things changed very quickly in Nelson Mandela Bay. We went from being the second worst metro to the second best metro in 1 year. So I think this coalition can do the same. I mean, it's been done before. Change has come. And there's a blueprint that they can follow to fix things in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Certainly. Thank you, Ethel. We appreciate your time. All the best.
Thank you for your time. Cheers.
Well, bye-bye. Ethel Trollop chatting to us this afternoon about the issues in Nelson Mandela Bay. You know, is it a new beginning, or is it just a revolving door where someone has stepped in, someone stepped out, and the situation will continue in that like it remains to be seen.